With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your driver's license is important so you can get back and forth to work, get your kids to school, and back and forth to daycare. If your license has been suspended because you can't pay your tickets, you can't do any of those things. Let's talk about Chapter 13 bankruptcy. You may have heard that tickets cannot be discharged, but they can be dealt with in a Chapter 13 case. Why not come in for a free consultation? The chapter you choose will make all the difference to your getting back, legally, on the road. Let's design a plan to pay off your tickets and restore your license immediately. I'm attorney Travis Gagne. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
BJ and Migs plays of the week.
Danny, kind of themed brothel. You're gonna
I know what
Disney,
it is.
Of course.
Disney theme.
Oh, that's weird. Dude.
No, it's not. You get to do it with the princesses. It'd be great.
You could do Minnie.
Yeah, or Minnie.
Okay.
No. Or Mickey.
And I guess Donald Duck's already not wearing pants, so it kind of works out.
Yeah, see, you're ready to go.
Yeah, dude, you got Ariel?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. No, all the princesses.
It would not be Ariel. Her name would be Areola.
That works.
Him dressed as a mermaid? Yeah. That'd be rad.
Under the sea.
You could do it in water.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ooh. And you really could get crabs.
Hey,
Sebastian.
In college, we had one, but he would always fall asleep teaching us. He would fall asleep consistently, and then someone's complaining about it, and he brought it up in class. Like, look, you guys want to pass this class. Stop complaining about me.
In my 7th grade, New Mexico history teacher would send us to 2 lunches because she wanted to take a nap.
Wow.
I'm not feeling this today.
She would literally be sleeping on her desk. Like, she would turn off all the lights and you'd walk by and she'd be sleeping on her desk.
I never, ever had teachers like this in my life. You guys are so lucky. All my teachers were like, do your work.
Boring.
It took me like 20 minutes. We have no idea.
I have no clue.
That'd be really weird. Don't die in the next 20 minutes. I feel really bad.
Yeah, I do want to die on air, though.
I got the perfect time to die. I've already thought it out. Now, I don't know if you guys believe in reincarnation. So the perfect time for me to die would be right before Steve's baby is born, and that my soul will go from my body into her body.
Now, that is unacceptable.
That would be perfect.
Here's the thing.
This is like a really bad 80s sitcom or a bad 80s comedy
movie.
How
fun would that be? I'd get to haunt you for the rest of your life.
We can call it My Cranky Baby. Plumbing issues are always great.
It's so funny that it's you, though. Really?
Yeah.
I mean,
it's a giant hole that connects to my sewer because, of course, the sewers would be busted.
When you get your home inspected and they tell you you have a massive sewer problem, you usually go, hey, before I buy this home,
I should get it checked
out. See, I think the home inspector said, this home is in perfect shape. Rev went on there for the first visit to the toilet and then all of a sudden blew up the sewers.
I didn't blow up my,
which story's more believable, Steve?
I mean, we always heard that the Rev has radioactive stools.
Yeah, it's true.
Whoa. Wow.
The mighty 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle. A radio.com station. It's FM Friday starring BJ and Migs. Mornings.
Because, hey, at least once a day, you should experience a BJ.
You know, I'm ready for my BJ.
At 99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. A school bus driver by the name of David recently passed away at the age of 76. And on Sunday, the 76-year-old was buried in a bright yellow custom casket made to look like the school bus for the Tennessee school district that he drove for.
What?
That's cool. I like that. His son said, besides the grandkids, that's something he loved more than anything, being behind the wheel of that bus. That's nice to know. You know, so many people don't seem to really like their jobs.
Yep.
And, you know, I being a school bus driver, I could see why you might not like it all the time if the kids like me are on the bus being an idiot. But he apparently liked it that much that they buried him in a casket that looked like that school bus.
Dude, have you seen this? It's that school bus yellow. It's got the little, like, lights on it. And
that's cool.
That is really sweet.
I like that a lot.
It's pretty awesome. It would have been awesome if they made, like, they really made it look like a school bus. I mean, that would take probably a lot more money and effort, but they have, like, little windows and
fake
people in there.
Having just
you prop his head in like the driver's seat.
Oh, that's a little too far. Okay,
that
would be weird. Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, having just been a pallbearer at a funeral, I mean that's really cool. Mm-hmm. And man, and those are heavy too.
I didn't
know you had to pick it up. I thought for sure they were just going to have like a roller thing the whole time, but we had to pick it up.
Oh yeah, well, I was a pallbearer for my uncle, and you don't realize they warn you too. Some of the guys that work at like those places, they're just bless you. They'll say, hey, just heads up, this is a lot heavier than you think it's going to be because the casket itself is heavy and then the body's heavy.
Yeah,
yeah.
And I'm like, dude, look at me. I got no upper arm strength. Are you sure I'm the right guy for
this
job?
Strength in numbers, man.
So they had to get a couple extra guys on my side.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, they did.
Oh, it was. No.
You saw people go, oh,
that
is
boy.
So awkward. They had people waiting, and it was like, yeah.
Help here.
I told them, I go, guys, look, I will do it for ceremonial reasons because she meant a lot to me. But I'm telling you right now, if you don't want her to fall out of this casket, you need to give me some help.
If you're doing a themed casket, what kind of casket are you doing?
Oh, it's got to be the Starship Enterprise.
Wow.
I want it to look like a spaceship of some way.
What about Spock's casket in the?
Wrathicon?
Yeah.
Oh, that would be cool because that was basically it looked like a photon torpedo casing.
It was super cool looking.
Put it in that. Yeah, it's black and sleek.
Oh, I remember that actually.
Yeah.
See, I'm torn.
That's how they bury everybody in space. At least in Star Trek, they shoot them out in a torpedo casket and just shoot shoot you in space.
Part of me wants to do a floaty casket, so it looks like I'm just like on a floaty with like a drink in my hand, like going into the onto it. Like, you know what I mean?
So it's always an open casket?
Well, both of them are. So you have to pick that one or one that looks like a ring, and I've clearly just lost my final match.
Wrestling ring.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, wrestling.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
I think that would be amazing.
I mean, what the heck? We do see the dead body.
I kind of want that for you.
We could even kind of give it a little bit of a lucha libre flair to it because sometimes the luchadors have great matches. People throw money into the ring, which is pretty awesome.
So you want us to throw money in your casket?
Yeah.
All right, I'm not going that
no?
far. Yeah,
okay.
I'll throw Monopoly money. I'll do that.
That's fine.
Yeah, I can do that.
And you can put a luchador mask on.
Can you please put this in your will so we have to do it?
Yeah. If you could be in a luchador mask, that I'll put you in the casket any way you want.
Yeah. Or it could just be a regular casket, but then you have to get the Undertaker to show up and he could do the whole rest in peace.
That'd be great too.
But that means he has to outlive me.
Yeah, he has to outlive you and he has to care enough to go, who is this guy?
I think he'd be up for it if somebody said, hey,
you think he'd be up for it? Yeah? Okay. Yeah, you're right. What else is he doing with his life? Sure, would you go see random guy Steve?
Well, it's probably like, you know, it's going to be a while until it happens. So maybe he spends his money poorly and he's kind of down on his luck and he needs money.
So we got to pay him to show up now.
Well, yeah, everyone.
So I got to pay for your casket. Now I got to pay for the Undertaker to show up.
Well, you don't have to pay anything.
I don't know. It might come to me, Rev.
Okay.
Yeah, you never know. All right. Well, how about you, Vicky? How do you want to go?
It is legal in the United States, but I feel like we can go to a different country to do this. I want a Viking funeral.
Oh.
I want my casket to be a ship. I want it to
on
sail
fire?
Off, and then somebody shoots a flaming arrow and lights that bitch on fire.
That's illegal in the United States?
Yep.
I can't burn you alive?
Not on a boat in public.
Well, she's already dead.
Oh, I was thinking we could do it while she was alive. That way she can enjoy it.
While she's alive is legal. It's when she's dead, it's illegal.
Oh, okay.
We're so close to the ocean. Go to international waters and just light her on fire.
Yeah, apparently sea burials are illegal.
I know a guy in the San Juans that'll make us.
We got this.
Oh, yeah.
Make some arrangements.
And if you're still alive, we can get half off. You're already half off, so I mean, hey.
Wow.
Somebody says Han Solo's frozen carbonite for my casket.
That'd be Marty. Cool.
Yeah, that is very cool, Marty. That would be my second choice, but I gotta go Star Trek a little over Star Wars just for my burial.
What about Danny?
A giant pumpkin.
A giant pumpkin?
Yes. Oh, that would be cool.
Can we dress you like Charlie Brown?
You can do whatever you want.
I was thinking Cinderella.
It's the great pumpkin.
Dude, it should be an actual pumpkin. You know, they have the big award-winning pumpkins. We'll just stuff you in there and you can go back to the earth.
Or since I'm bald, I'll dress as Charlie Brown.
Okay.
And I'll lower the pumpkin down.
Oh, how cool is that?
I like it.
Now, and we'll play the Peanuts music. Da, 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 da.
Now, Danny, to fit you in the pumpkin, we may have to do a little sawing.
That's fine. That's fine, yeah.
No, we just curl them up in a ball and shove them in there. I think it'll work out.
Oh, rigor mortis is tough, bitch. I mean, he won't be as flexible.
That's a good point.
So we're just going to have to take an axe to the kid.
Rigor mortis is tough, bitch.
Yeah.
Not just that flexible.
Yeah. Sorry, Danny.
If anyone knows, it's BJ.
We're going to have to basically Dexter you. I'm sorry. That's what's going to have to happen.
That's fine. You know, it's going to go with the whole horror theme, you know?
Somebody says Viking funerals are legal with permission from the United States Coast Guard, Vicky.
Ooh. Oh, Vicky.
Oh, nice.
We did
Time
a Viking
die.
Funeral for my in-laws.
Hey, we're near a coast. Cool. Let's call the Coast Guard and then just say, what if we, and if she's alive at the time so she can enjoy it, I'm sure it's even more legal.
Oh, and so he says, the Undertaker's brother was a regular bar patron of mine. I could hook you up, Steve.
Nice.
Yeah, if you can't get the Undertaker's brother is a fine backup.
The Undertaker's
I'm sure he's got a costume.
Yeah. I mean, are we talking gimmick? Because that's Kane.
Oh.
Okay. The Undertaker's brother. That's great.
That's and now, fantastic. The Undertaker's brother.
And here's Frank Stallone with a touching tribute to Steve because Sly couldn't show up.
I'm fine with that.
Okay.
I'm there completely fine with that.
There you go. Yeah, you know what? I feel like out of all of ours, mine is the most reasonable.
Probably.
You haven't even talked to me yet.
Yeah, what about the rest?
Hello.
Oh, yeah. Hey. All right.
Okay.
Steampunk.
No.
Oh. A Wheel of Fortune thing.
No.
And we spin it and it's bankrupt and you just get dropped.
I think that's a great
idea. Instead of lose a turn, it's lose a life.
Lose a life.
Yeah. No.
Okay.
An Infinity Gauntlet.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, with have the gems on it and have them light up.
Dude, actually, now granted, we may not be in the shape of an Infinity Gauntlet, but how they tricked out this casket to make a golden casket just with gems surrounding it. That would actually be that would be cool.
And then you could cremate it because then you do the snap and boom, I'm ashes.
Yay. Oh, right. All right.
I like that one. That's very creative.
And then we could shoot a flaming arrow at Vicky.
Yes.
Just randomly.
While she's there.
I want to give her Viking funeral one way or the other.
I really want to do this.
Yeah. That's just how it's got to be done. And then we'll chop up Danny.
Sweet. Oh, that got weird quick.
Yeah. Well, look, I'm taking care of everybody's funeral.
Yeah, all right, Gary Ridgway.
That's true. We got to get him into a pumpkin.
Yeah, got to get you into a pumpkin. While Vicky's on fire, she'll get you into a pumpkin. There you go. And Steve will have his luchador mask on. He'll basically preside over the whole thing.
That's pretty much our show, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
There
you go. The kiss casket.
Oh. You can get those, though. That's the problem. I mean,
that's how the Dimebag and Vinnie Paul, I believe both. I know one for sure. Dimebag was buried in a kiss casket.
All you have to go is to kissonline.com.
And at least you got the website right.
Yeah, I did get the website right. Got that right. We got so the idea is, man, that we are all going to be buried. I really want to be cremated, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Where do you want your ashes spread?
Well, I mean, I don't care what they do with them. I just feel like, you know, we're running out of ground space.
Yeah.
I really do. You know.
We got to think of something fun to do with your ashes.
Well, I'll let you guys do that. I think it's a nice thing if you guys think what would be cool for me to do. Now, you could either troll me or you could put me in a place where you think
it's
cool.
I'll take you to Fenway.
That'd be awesome if they let you do it, but I know that people like to, and they go, get the hell out of here with these ashes.
I have a friend who did it at a T-Mobile park back in the day with his parents.
And they don't want you to do that.
No, he did it on the slide.
I had to do it on the slide.
Yeah. I'll just like have like a little ball, and I'll just throw it when it hits the ground.
Oh, that would be great if like
smoke bomb.
If Randy Johnson could go out and throw off the first pitch and the ball is made of my ashes.
If you don't want anybody to freak out like there's a dead person on me, we'll just add some pink or blue powder and just say, hey, it's a gender reveal.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, you can do it on reveal. The fly.
Hey,
pink, no, pink, we'll say blue. It's a death reveal and then it'll be blue. And like, it's our friend, BJ. It's a boy. He's dead.
That's
he's
what
a boy, he's dead.
But you celebrate the new life and the death.
Yes.
So we'll have a gender reveal party and that's what we'll do. You'll go, hey, look, there's Grandpa the cake, and it's a blue cake.
Well, aren't you supposed to die in December then?
Oh, yeah, you're right, because I got to reincarnate into Steve's kid.
Yeah.
Times are cracking.
Yeah.
My soul's got to transmigrate into Steve's kid.
Not going to happen.
Oh, man.
I hope it happens.
God, I hope it doesn't happen, because I really want to live longer than December. I got plans.
No, you know, maybe you get your little board game thing in before it.
Yeah, I get my little board game thing in, and then all of a sudden, hey, everybody. Oh, man. All righty. That's just lovely.
Yeah, that was dark.
Got a new survey. Found out that pretty much almost half of us have faked an excuse to get out of plans we've made with people. Oh, yeah.
Welcome to my life.
Seriously, only half of us? I'm sure everybody's done this. Come on.
I feel like Sarah's probably the only person I know who wouldn't make an excuse because she's very much of the mentality that if I make plans with you, if I make a commitment with you, I'm following through.
Yeah, I used to be that way, but I'm learning the Seattle way and I'm learning to cancel plans because people cancel on me so much. I've said I've had it. Rather than beat them, I'm going to join them. And if I really don't want to do something, I'm getting into that mode because this is how this area is.
See, that's the thing. I don't really make up excuses. I just say what's going on. I'm like, I can't make it. I have no problem telling someone I'm not going to be able to go do whatever I originally had planned because sometimes things happen.
For me, it's very much like I've had my issues with like mental health and everything.
You come on.
And there's days where I just can't. I can't talk to people. I can't do anything. And it's about being open with my friends. And I've learned to do that over the last couple of years. That's like, good. Look, I can't today. I can't talk to anybody. I just need to be home. And they're very cool about it. So I learned that you don't have to lie about that kind of stuff anymore.
Yeah, and you know, Vicky, you're pretty good about it where I've had friends make plans for a particular board game that really requires a certain amount of players. It's a game that's epic, and we say, hey, listen, we're going to do this. There's a lot of people that would like to play, so if you really want to play, make sure you can do it. And then I've had people back out for the same reason you've had. They go, you know, I just can't do it today. And I'm like, I am never inviting you to this thing again, because I get that you have your issues, but you know what this is. And if you know that maybe you're the kind of person that will have those days, don't make a commitment to something that's really got to be firm. You know, you got to know yourself. But I mean,
don't make this commitment to play a board game.
Well, you know, not once but twice. You know what I mean?
They got one more shot.
Yeah, three they got strikes. No shots. No,
oh, yours you're a done. Two-strike guy, huh?
I mean, look, if it's a casual game day, I don't care. But if it's one game that you go, look, it plays best like this, and there's people that want to play it, but you took their spot, and then you don't show up.
Sons of bitches.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know, Steve. It's like a hockey game. If you know, you have to have a fixed number of players usually in something like that, right?
Yeah, but that happens. I mean, I remember when I was playing Beer League, there were times where we do roll call. You know, you send a text out, and you're like, okay, we got 10 skaters today. We're going to be all right. It's going to be a little tough, but... Then all of a sudden, just enough people show up just to have like a full line out there. So you have six or five skaters and then the goalie. And you're just like, you guys, like it sucks. You know, we're all out of shape. You want us to play an entire game.
Yeah.
That was the only thing where I could never flake out, though. I could never say I'm not going to make it because as a goalie, we never have a backup goalie.
See, that's the key. You know.
And I have somebody that they want to start up again. I'm just like, guys, I can't with the kid coming and all this. Like there's going to be times where I'm not going to be able to play. And as a... If I was a skater, I could easily flake out because you know there's going to be six other guys showing up.
Yeah.
As a goalie, you say, I can't show up an hour before the game. You've just effed over the entire team.
That's all I ask. I ask a person.
Treat it like you're a goalie.
Treat it like you're a goalie.
You should tell them that.
Yeah, treat it like you're a goalie. But see, Steve, you're responsible enough to know, hey, look, I'm not going to be able to be reliable.
Yeah.
And with this particular, that's what I'm saying. If it's a situation where people go, look, I need you to be reliable. And if you're Vicky, and Vicky does a good job with it, Vicky will go, you know what? I'm not sure, so I'm not going to do it. And I appreciate that because Vicky knows herself. Yep. It's the people that go, oh, why are you mad at me? It's like, well, because you don't know yourself. Come on, figure it out. Thank you.
Welcome to BJ's TED Talk.
Yeah. And it turns out all people do is just want to sit home and watch TV anyway rather than do whatever they plan.
There's lots of times where I feel that way where it's like, man. Even like last night, I was planning on going to go see that whole New Japan thing that was happening over at the Tacoma Dome. And I just hit that point where I'm like, I just want to hang out. My wife, just sit on the couch and just chill. And I have a lot of buddies like, you missed out on the greatest show ever. One of the greatest matches I've ever been. Yeah. Don't you have that serious FOMO? I'm like, I don't. Like, yeah, I'm sure it was great, but... What I got to experience last night was just as great for me. It was just downtime with someone I love. Like, that was awesome.
Oh, and your wife was there, too.
Yeah,
huh?
Lulu.
Yeah.
I got the rubber belly and everything. And then my wife sat next to us. It was awesome.
Is there a better feeling when there's something going on, you're like, I really don't want to go to that, and then you get that text or phone call like, hey, I can't make it, or I have to cancel this time.
Oh, I love that.
That is, like, sometimes the best feeling in the world.
And do you let them feel good about it, or do you just still give them the guilt trip just for the hell of it?
It depends on the person.
Come on, I was really looking forward to this.
I know, I've done that.
You've done
and go,
this
what
again.
Am I doing? I've done that. I get mad at the person. I'm like, wait a minute, I didn't want to do this. Right. Why am I mad at them? They've just actually made my life better.
I'll give them crap, but then immediately, like, I'm just kidding, bro, you're fine.
No, I'm just like, oh, I'm so sorry.
Oh, you pulled them. Oh, yeah, you
pants
pulled them.
Off.
Yeah. Dude, what are you talking about? I was all so ready. Oh, well, maybe next time.
Yeah, maybe next time, in which you'll never be again. Yeah, don't worry about
Here's
it.
Here's a good one. A bunch of friends agree to rent a cabin. The money is fronted by one person, and someone says at the last minute they can't go. Who pays that money now?
Oh,
I think if you cancel last minute, you still got to offer up the money,
or you find somebody that can go and pay.
We had that happen.
Yes.
We were doing an Airbnb up in BC, and everything kind of fell through because one person was kind of waffling and then said no, and we didn't realize the cancellation was only for the first like 48 hours.
Ooh.
So yeah, I had to plunk down my part to the guy who put in for it because he couldn't get any of his money back.
That sucks.
Yeah, it really did. I felt bad.
See, I feel like if you're doing anything like that, everyone put your money in now.
Yeah, good luck to you.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, good luck to you. I mean, it's a great idea, Vicky. And you know what? That's how adults should do it. But it's the age of America. So why did Pam Anderson just admit that she likes to jump on people while she's soaking wet?
Nice.
All right. It's not a problem for Steve. I'll tell you more about this at 8:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW. BJ and Migs, mornings.
I've always had this curvature of my back ever since I was born. I don't know that, and so
the Hunchback in Shrek, mornings on KISW.
This is BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Pamela Anderson, she was recently interviewed about her time starring on that hit show Baywatch a long time ago.
Really?
I mean, it feels like it was just yesterday.
Never seen an episode.
No, neither did I.
I mean, I've seen clips, obviously, yeah. But it was never something that I was like,
nah.
And I mean, I was a big Nicole Eggert person more than Pam Anderson. Nicole Eggert was a smoke show.
Did not watch the show either, but I can't argue with your assessment.
And Hasselhoff, I mean, you really can't go wrong with that.
He was a smoke show.
Yeah.
So, of course, they had the iconic red swimsuits that they wore on Baywatch. And Pamela Anderson had hers, and a lot of people loved it and had posters of her with that swimsuit on. She's 52 years old now, and she says even at that age, she can still fit into that swimsuit. And she says, you know what? I still slip into it every now and then. And she says she does it on dates, which, okay.
Well, that guarantees a second date.
Yeah, she says, here's what I do. I jump in the shower with that bathing suit on. Then I jump on the person wherever they are in the house, soaking wet. Now, does she do this on a date or does she do this after she knows you a little bit? I mean, I don't know.
Well, if they're already in the house, I got to imagine they've gotten past the first date.
I hope you're right about that. Just the way this article's written, it makes it sound like, hey, I use it when I go on dates, and the next thing I do is I hop in their shower and jump on it when I'm wet.
At first, when I saw the story, I thought she, like, she would show up to a restaurant in the red bathing suit.
That's what I was thinking.
That's amazing.
So that's what she does. She'll just go, hey, I'm in a wet bathing suit. Yeah, again, is that a problem? I don't know.
Nope.
I don't know.
Someone want to know if I'd never seen an episode of Baywatch, but have I seen the movie with The Rock? And of course I've seen the movie with The Rock.
So you actually went to see...
That was a really funny film. Surprisingly entertaining
really?
Watch.
Was that with Zac Efron too?
Yes.
Okay.
And you didn't need to watch the original to kind of be up to speed on what's going on with Baywatch.
That, I guess you're that person that would see the movie because of the people in it and not care about the show.
Yeah, I didn't give a crap about Baywatch the show.
All right. What did it get on Rotten Tomatoes if Steve said he liked it? What
Dude,
did
I've heard a lot. I don't know what Rotten Tomatoes had to say about
well,
it.
Well, you're not, going to recommend Baywatch to me, are you? The movie and make me think I should watch that. There's so many.
If you like dumb comedies, and I think you do from time to time,
we should do The Price is Right on this one.
Okay.
What do you think it's getting?
Oh, I know it's getting 30%, and that's it's right around 30%.
Tomato meter or audience score?
Oh, tomato meter.
Okay.
Yeah, 30%.
Survey says.
18%.
Oh, wow.
Audience score of 55.
Boom. Above average.
Boom. Very, very, really, just barely above average. Wow. I mean, come on. You just saw Good Boys. Where do you put it? Where do you put it with Good Boys?
It's nowhere near Good Boys.
Yeah, I'm not wasting my time.
All right. Well, I'm just saying, sometimes you're stuck on a flight. You want a fun movie to watch. The Rock is great. Zac Efron's always funny.
You forget who you're talking to. I mean, when somebody
is... Oh, that's right. Yeah. A miserable F that doesn't like fun.
No.
Danny, you should check out Baywatch.
I am never stuck. I am never stuck on a flight without something to watch. That's what I'm saying. I have got so much loaded in my iPad. No, Danny, I will unless my iPad breaks, but then I got the iPhone as a backup.
And what if that breaks, too? And then the only movie they have on flight is Baywatch.
Then I'll watch it.
Nice.
Okay.
I'm glad that you'll be on the
watch. But I have a lot of materials I bring with me, so that if that happens, really, everything, my books have burned, everything is gone. Yeah.
All right, I got a stupid question for you.
All right, I'm here with the answer.
Sweet. I love those.
Okay, because you got Baywatch, Pam Anderson puts on the bathing suit, surprises the person she's hanging out with.
Okay.
Who would you want to hang out with? And, like, that's a star of a film or a TV show, but they have to wear the costume that they were known for.
Oh!
Insane character?
Like, so for instance, like, if Sylvester Stallone came over to my house dressed as Rocky Balboa, I would lose my ass. I would legitimately pass out.
I want this to happen. We need to start a GoFundMe for this one.
And I'm talking original Rocky, like, where it's the black and gold, the Italian stallion robe, all that.
Ooh.
And it could be current day Sylvester Stallone. I don't care.
Oh, you don't care?
He could be old man wearing the old trunks.
Boy, there's a lot of... But look, if someone's going to come over dressed in costume, then I'm going to have it be somebody sexy.
Well, I mean, I'm not guaranteed sex.
Well, no, Rocky, you never know. Rocky might find your bald head very attractive.
I mean, he says he keeps getting back up.
Yeah. I mean, as it were, yeah. Well, I'm going to say, I'm not going to waste this fantasy on, like, a dude. I'm going to waste this fantasy. I'm going to make sure that if someone's going to dress in costume.
To be a penthouse forum.
Well, if they're going to come in costume.
All right, fine.
All right, well, then who are you picking?
And I'm going to go old school, because a lot of
Sharon
you would.
Stone from Basic Instinct.
Oh, she's sitting in the chair across from
you.
New costume.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Sitting that chair across from me.
Yeah.
I have some questions for you.
That's a good call. Sharon Stone's a good call, actually. That's not a bad. If she's going to wear the outfit.
But it's
got to
be current day Sharon Stone.
I mean, I haven't seen her lately, but I'll tell you who I have seen lately. And I'll take current day Jeri Ryan, which you may not know her.
I know the name.
Yeah, but Star Trek fans know her as Seven of Nine. And I always thought her Borg, half human, half cyborg outfit was so damn sexy. I would have her show up wearing that from Star Trek Voyager.
Dear Penthouse, she went from Seven of Nine to Six to Nine.
Yep.
I used to call her Six of Nine back in the day.
Of course you did. So did everyone else.
Oh, yeah.
That's a great outfit. Look at her.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
And, would you dress up as Spock or something like that?
Well, you know, I think I would just... That's a good question. I would be more like Tuvok because that was the Vulcan on the show with her.
Because I sure as hell would dress as Apollo Creed if Rocky Balboa was
coming
over. Yeah, why not? We can sit and watch Rocky movies dressed as the characters.
Wow. You really actually put a lot of thought into this.
He really has. And I feel sorry for anybody that had to be around him because Steve would be into it like a little child, but they go, sir, you're in your 40s. This is disturbing.
So Rocky's in his 70s and he's dressed as Rocky.
Hopefully by that time, Rocky will forget things.
Know.
Yeah. All right. How about you, Rev? Who would you do?
I would have. It's not who I would do, but I would love to have Josh Brolin just, I know it was CGI, but have him dressed up as Thanos.
Oh my gosh, you're so obsessed with this.
He really is.
Dude, I'm obsessed with the guy who wants everything Rocky.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, you both would have sex with these people.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, that's why I said.
No judgment. That's awesome.
That's why
I back rub. That's about as far as it would go.
Yeah. Oh, Jeri Ryan, let me tell you right now.
Are a creep.
Yeah, there's no back rub coming. I'm gonna go for full Borg.
Oh, so it says Michelle Pfeiffer in the cat suit. That would be rad.
Yeah, she was. God, that was. I mean, she was super sexy in that second Batman movie.
Mila Jovovich in The Fifth Element.
Oh, yeah, Dallas.
Yeah, she's basically only wearing duct tape at that point.
Yeah. If you go with her, isn't she also in Underworld?
No, you're thinking of Kate Beckinsale.
Oh, that. That's right.
Yeah. And
well, that's not
suit.
A bad call either.
She was in a zombie movie, though, wasn't she?
She was, yes. Resident Evil, all those that she was in, yeah.
I would, if I'm going female.
That would be Mila Jovovich, by the way.
Yep.
I would go Uma Thurman, Kill Bill.
Ooh.
Oh, and that yellow
suit. Not bad.
For not any naughty reasons, we could watch Kill Bill, and it would just be rad.
Okay, I appreciate you going that way, but you can have Rocky. That's okay. You can have your fantasies. You don't have to, you know. I mean, we're not going to get you a second choice. Your first choice will be Rocky, and that's what you're getting.
Is a fantasy like a fantasy that involves Santa Claus?
Yeah,
okay.
A fantasy. Yeah, you can have Santa as your fantasy.
What about you, Daniel?
Probably Johnny Depp as Edward Scissorhands.
Oh, see, I was thinking wow. That, but Johnny like Depp that. As Captain Jack Sparrow and drink rum with him.
Look at you
I'd
two.
Rather go Edward Scissorhands.
Edward Scissorhands
like,
for sure.
That's the last Johnny Depp movie I watched, though.
You didn't watch any Pirates of the Caribbean?
No, I don't
know.
Well,
I feel badly for you because, I mean, the first couple were fun.
You know what? I'll watch those when you watch Baywatch. Which
there
is getting
you go.
A lot of text messages. People are saying, yes, I agree with you, Steve. Great movie.
That's because those people, your texter idiot friends. Pirates
they're
of the
your
Caribbean.
Listeners as well there,
Pirates
dude.
Of the Caribbean. They're not my listeners. I'm refusing
to
acknowledge
listeners.
Them. No, they're yours. we're definitely, well, you know what? This is an us versus them. I am not taking any Baywatch people as my listeners.
Baywatch was hilarious.
Oh, God, no. Please don't say that.
Or to bring it back from the other day, Michael Keaton. And yes, the guy in Puyallup as Beetlejuice.
Danny really likes the macabre looking things. There's no doubt about it.
It's very Halloween-y.
Yeah, exactly.
And that Beetlejuice wasn't a Tim Burton film, was it?
Yes, it was.
Yes, it was.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. Then they look very similar.
Yeah,
about
right?
Tina Turner and Mad Max Thunderdome.
Ooh,
that would be pretty awesome.
Cool.
Ooh.
See, I'd want Charlize Theron in Mad Max Fury Road.
That's what I was thinking, Rev.
Yeah. With the weird robot arm.
Charlize Theron is she's almost
amazing.
Every role she's in, it's like, okay.
Like this texture says, Matt from Linden says, definitely Sacha Baron Cohen in his Borat Mankini.
Oh,
that's
ew.
It.
Ew. That is equal parts hilarious and terrifying.
Actually, I wouldn't mind Halle Berry from the last John Wick movie because she was looking sexy as she was shooting everything. As long as she doesn't shoot me.
Oh,
unless it's with a love gun.
Ooh, wait, wow.
That doesn't sound right.
Nope.
Aaron Gray from Buck Rogers.
Oh,
that was a great outfit.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
What about Seinfeld if he shows up in his pirate shirt?
Seinfeld if he shows up in his
the puffy shirt?
The puffy shirt?
The puffy shirt. You know, that's in the Smithsonian.
I thought it was a pirate shirt.
Well, I thought it was a pirate shirt, too.
You said parrot.
You said parrot. Did you really think you said pirate?
I said pirate.
No, you said parrot.
Well, and by the way, it was a puffy shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I see pirates wearing that kind of shirt.
Well, didn't he make a comment saying, like, I look like a pirate?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
I didn't even watch Seinfeld.
Well, how would you know that, then?
Memes.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
Texter has the best one. Pee-wee Herman. Although we're not watching anything together.
No. Don't go to any theaters.
Well, no, you just make sure that he's in the row in front of you.
Oh, fair enough.
No, in back of you. That way you don't have to see anything. He's in the row in back of you.
No, I don't want him in back
of you. You don't want him in back of you.
Why? He's not doing anything to you.
Yeah, but things go places.
Well, then make sure you're on the left side. He's on the right side.
Trajectory and physics,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, you're right. It's tough. All right.
You.
All right, then.
So it says, rest in peace, Carrie Fisher, but Slave Leia all day long.
Yeah, you know, Slave Leia is attractive. I still love her in her princess outfit. I don't know why. I just think it's like, you know.
The boring, just like white dress?
Yeah, but I'll tell you. Well, I'm going to say too much, but look. There was it was like a wet t-shirt contest when she was in the garbage compactor.
Okay. Yeah, that was what you're saying.
That
yeah.
was a wet t-shirt contest right there, and that was my favorite time with Leia.
Wow, not the gold bikini.
The Slave Leia costume is beautiful, but the garbage compactor Leia was pretty.
All right, then.
Yeah, there you go.
Someone also said Gal Gadot as Wonder Woman.
Gal Gadot, yes.
Yes.
Well, they wrote Gal Gabot.
Gabot!
So is that like a robot version?
Gal Gobot. So
you went from Gabot to Gadot.
I'm just trying.
Yeah, you're doing a good job.
Yeah,
I mean, no doubt about that. I wouldn't tell her to go home.
No. Yo, if Tom Hanks showed up to your house dressed as Forrest Gump, wouldn't you lose your mind?
That would be so great.
With a bunch of shrimp.
Oh, that would be so great.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but here's what I would say. No one mentioned one that I thought would be mentioned, which is why I didn't take it. And that would be Scarlett Johansson as Black Widow.
I'd rather Rocky Balboa.
You don't think Scarlett Johansson looks amazing?
Oh, Scarlett Johansson's hot as hell, but if I'm going to pick, I'm going Rocky Balboa.
Because the idea is you're hanging out with them.
Yeah, I'm not having sex with them.
I think Scarlett Johansson would be cool to hang out with, but I'd much rather hang out with Chris Evans or Robert Downey Jr. because I think they'd just be goofy. I think they'd be fun to hang out with, especially in their costumes.
Well, plus you can get busy with those two. I mean, I suppose you can get busy with Scarlett, too, but...
PG just got getting busy on the mind, man.
It's a fantasy.
How long has it been since you've seen your wife?
A long time. It's been about a month.
Okay, but this makes sense. Now.
You're everything's going through the pecker right now.
Wow. Okay.
You're not wrong.
Wow. All right. Well, that was a rather.
Oh, I'm sorry. Everything you said has been about like having sex.
No. It's not that. It's not what you said.
Or getting shot with a love gun.
Yeah.
When you're more perverted than me, then you know you're kind of.
Well, I mean, if you have a fantasy, why wouldn't you imagine somebody that you know not only could hang out with? Because I think Scarlett Johansson would probably be. See, here's the thing. I think that Scarlett Johansson sounds like a cool chick, and therefore I would love to hang out with her and get busy with her. Like, why can't we do both?
Because, you know, you need her permission to do the both.
Right. Well, if they're going to come to your house in a fantasy dressed up in a costume, let's take the fantasy further that they'd be interested in having sex with me.
That wasn't the original question.
It's a fantasy.
No, it's not. It's going to be a reality. One day, Sylvester Stallone is going to show up to my house in Puyallup while wearing his Rocky I attire, and we're going to watch all the Rocky movies except for Rocky V.
Would you want him to bring the turtles? Apparently, he still has them.
Yes, of course. I've got a bathtub.
This is the
perfect.
What if he showed up and he was like, the only movie we can watch is Rocky V. We're not going to watch any of the other ones.
Or Titanic.
Yeah, what if that's his favorite Rocky movie?
I know it's not.
Well, what if it is? What if he just...
Then I'll have to grin and bear it. I'm not going to pass up on an opportunity to watch Rocky with Rocky.
No. 1 through 4 sets all everything up for 5. We watch 5.
I was like, look, Sylvester or Mr. Stallone, depending on how he wants to be called. Please understand that throughout this entire movie, I will be asking one question, and that was, what were you thinking?
Yeah. Are you, this is
That was a good one, man.
Yeah.
See, that's great impression.
Yeah, like that. That's what he would say.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
I like this one. Again, nothing to do with sex. The dude. And then we could go bowling from Marty and Yelm.
Oh, I would like to hang out with, what's her name? Tara Reid from that movie.
So you could have sex with her?
Basically.
Yeah, I guess that would probably be. Yeah, I mean, I can't lie. I'm something like I'm going to hang out with her just to go bowling with her. The dude would be fun to hang out with.
Has some white Russians?
Actually, I want to hang out, not just with the dude. I want to hang out with all three of them. I really do. I want to hang out with all three of them. Donnie was the best because you knew he was an idiot and you knew he was going to say something.
Walter's too intense, man.
Oh, but I love it because you know Donnie's going to piss Walter off. I mean, I want to be there for the full show.
I love John Goodman, but he's terrifying as Walter.
Oh, he's so good. John Goodman's so good.
He is.
And according to Steve, really, really good in the Righteous Gemstones HBO show.
Everybody in that show is great.
Yeah. So, yeah, you know what? I think hanging out with John Goodman would be interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
And I, you know what? I won't have sex with them. How about that?
Oh, wow. You finally found one.
I just didn't want to be predictable. You know who I would say.
William Shatner.
Exactly.
Yeah, I've already done that.
I know, which is I tried to change my tune, and what happens? I get attacked by Vicky, the one person who should be on my perverted side.
I know.
Fine.
What's up with that?
I don't know, Vicky. What's up with you? And you've changed, and I'm changing. Am I the new pervert of the show, and you're going to be the new domestic one?
Ooh, don't be a pervert.
Why?
Because you'd be the old crotchety.
Yeah. Old perverts are the worst perverts.
That's the kind of pervert I'm going to be.
Old perverts are the worst perverts.
Yeah. You know what? If you are a pervert, really, save it for your younger years.
What's the cutoff, Rev?
Yeah.
Whatever BJ is older than, man.
What?
Just.
I have no idea.
I don't know.
His head just blew up. Sorry.
What is it, like 50?
Yeah, probably.
Is that when you have to stop being a pervert?
Yeah, the 40s I think are fine, so I think we're still safe, Steve.
Okay, good. So you guys can still be perverts, but I'm done. Okay,
awesome.
Yesterday, Steve, still in his pervert years, got this one wrong.
The mountain range that includes Mount Everest is called what?
The Cascades.
No.
Rocky Mountain.
No.
Mountaintop.
No.
Rocky Top.
Yeah, that's it, Mountaintop. The Himalayas, Steve, come on. You want a shot at PDC if you got it. 206-421-ROCK. Yep, we're playing Beat Migs at 847 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. Here's another question from a listener. How long is a bankruptcy going to affect my credit rating?
Of course, most of the time, by the time we're talking about filing a bankruptcy, the credit has already taken a huge hit. Chapter 7 is going to affect it more negatively than Chapter 13. Chapter 7 stays on your credit report for 10 years from the time you file. It usually takes 7 or 8 years for your credit scores to get back into the normal range in a Chapter 7 case. However, your credit will start to recover even in Chapter 7 after about a year. You'll be able to get credit again right away, usually before your case is even over. Chapter 13 stays on your credit report for 7 years and usually takes about three and a half years for your credit to get back in the normal range. So Chapter 13 will mean your credit gets better much more rapidly.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.